ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania with Lucy Braden.
Well, amongst all of the heartache and the sadness, I've got a positive story for you. We've seen wedding after wedding get cancelled, and we've spoken about it quite a bit here on Drive. And that's because as of today, you cannot get married, you cannot attend a wedding where there's more than five people. But one Tasmanian couple managed to tie the knot before the government's tough new restrictions came into force at midnight last night. Rest assured, the couple and their guests followed every strict measure possible to ensure that their big day could go ahead.
I don't want to be a buzzkill, but that phrase is important today. Lawfully, we do all need 4 square metres to ourselves. If you do live together, you can hold hands, but please keep physical distancing in mind. Nobody does want to be responsible for spreading anything other than love and good vibes today.
I love that. We just want to spread love and good vibes today. That was Memily, the couple celebrant. And the bride, the newly named Beck Flynn, joins me now. Beck, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Lucy. That gave me goosebumps listening to that again.
That was just a little snippet from your big day, and you had it on a beach, hence why it sounded a little bit windy. But talk us through the day.
Oh, look, it was just a whirlwind. We've been watching the news and listening to all the federal and state government updates in the last several months, really. And this week we made the decision, let's just try and hold it sooner rather than later and cut all of the anxiety that had been plaguing us and all of our friends and family interstate and overseas. So we called Mem, our beautiful celebrant, and said, Mem, can you do it? And she said, I'm up for it. And then from there, it was a matter of just confirming with the registrar that that was legal and allowed.
Because you were originally going to get married in Ireland.
Oh, we were. That's right, yeah, because my new husband is actually Irish. We wanted to celebrate with his family as well as our family who would be travelling over there with us. We're hoping that in the coming months, a lot of our deposits and things and flights can be either credited or refunded. So hence why a quick little shotgun wedding here that cost us very little money because all of our friends just helped out in every way that they could, from borrowed jewellery from their own weddings to my beautiful girlfriend wove us some gold thread wedding rings for yesterday, which was amazing. We didn't have wedding rings made up yet.
Oh, so everything was a makeshift in a way, just to make sure you guys could tie the knot.
Absolutely. And when the announcement, as you said in the introduction, came from the federal government about the new laws that were coming in as of midnight last night, we just, really tried to race for it. So we had about 5 hours to just pull it all together, and it was the most special day, aside from the fact that our family and friends interstate and in other countries weren't able to be there, but they all watched it on the live stream, which another one of our beautiful friends provided for us on the day.
That's just gorgeous. And so, I actually watched today the wedding, and it was beautiful.
Oh, right.
And it was great to see the social distancing in place. So I just played Mem, your celebrant, but she was pretty strict, just saying, I know you're going to want a hug. Yeah. Everyone around here, you'll want a hug after this, but I'm sorry, you can't.
Yeah, look, Mem took charge of the whole affair, and she just did such an amazing job. She ensured everyone's personal safety was first thought of the day. She even suggested about 3 hours before the wedding, which is at 5 p.m, to all my friends that they create little paper love hearts on sticks to wave at each other. When you felt like hugging someone, wave the stick instead. And to our friends and family's credit, they turned up with these little with love hearts.
Oh, that's beautiful. And there were so many little messages behind it as well, weren't there? Tell us the story about the necklace you wore on the day.
Oh, my goodness. There was just so many good news stories that came out of yesterday, which was so necessary because we'd all been living on a knife edge, as everyone in the world is at the moment. But one beautiful story was our favourite jeweller, Phil Mason of Mason's jewellers in Salamanca who made my gorgeous engagement ring had made a commemoration piece for the coronavirus, and he called it the Corona Pearl. And when I saw this piece, I begged him, could he let me wear it on my wedding day? And even if it meant I gave it back to him to display in his studio, because it is an absolute masterpiece. And then through communications with him, he decided that I was the right person for it, and it was fated to come to me. And he sold it to me for a beautiful commemorative price, and we collected that about an hour and a half before the wedding yesterday, and in return I baked him some hot cross buns that I made little coronavirus crosses on top. Not a cross, but with the flower slurry, I made actual little coronavirus circles. It was quite cute, which I think he was quite touched.
Yeah, every little thing like that counts.
It was special.
And how has the day after been? You know, are you still in that bubble, love bubble?
Oh, well, as it happens, I haven't left. We've stayed at the Mac One Hotel last night, which was just another wonderful chance happening. And I'm still here now, and I've been doing some work from here. I've been sending off emails and things, doing a bit of work, a bit of relaxing, and just reading all of the beautiful messages that our family and friends are sending through by social media and text message and phone calls. It's just been a total day of love today. I think everyone's really happy that's part of our circle.
Yeah, definitely. And plans to head back to Ireland and celebrate with family over there?
Yeah, well, look, I guess that depends, really. We saved for a long time for that wedding. We sold my car for that wedding. Mm. So we just have to wait and see what sorts of provisions people are able to make. I mean, I don't want to put any businesses over there in financial pressure to return refunds. I prefer they keep the deposit, to be honest, if it means they can stay in business. So we'll just wait for a few months. If we can go back, we will. If there's credits coming with the airfares, which there hasn't been at this point up to that date, but I'm confident that we will, and we'll just have a great big old Irish party, hopefully in 12 months or so.
Oh, that sounds cool as. Well, congratulations, yeah. Bec. Thank you so much for sharing your story. And it's lovely to hear just a glimmer of hope and light during all of this pretty sad news that we're dealing with at the moment.
Thank you for taking an interest. And if it helps anyone feel that there's light somewhere in the world, it would make this horrible time for everyone a little bit easier. That makes me happy too.
Yeah, it certainly does. Thank you so much. Congratulations. Thanks. Again.